The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I feel good with a little bit of James Brown because of a couple of things. This is Pep Talk. Good morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I am Meg. I feel good for a couple of reasons. One, because yay, it's Friday. And two, because Rebecca is here with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, and it is all about feeling good, right,
yes,
Rebecca?
Good morning. Definitely. It's a sunny day, so it's going to warm up, so it's going to be a great day. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So yep. I feel good.
Yes.
And that's what really, isn't that what your whole business is all about, helping
yes.
people feel good?
Feel good, live the best life, the most quality life that they can, not just having to deal with it or live with it because you're getting older or
Endure it.
Yeah, right? Just push through it, grit your teeth, white knuckle it. Especially with the new year, we've got a lot of people that are like, I'm just sick of feeling like this,
mm-hmm.
or I'm, you know, making new resolutions. I'm committed to my health this year. And I know we're mid-January already, so sometimes people are a little bit falling off, but we're really good at helping you keep accountable for your goals.
We were just talking before we went in the air because I haven't seen her since the holidays. And I was saying, I get it. During the holidays, we eat all the wrong stuff.
Uh-huh.
We stay up too late. We don't, you know, we maybe have a little too much alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little too much sugar. I mean, and I was saying to myself, okay, like January 3rd, I'm going to just jump back on my healthy band. Oh, I have struggled. It is hard to get back on it. And then I feel lethargic and then it's cold. And,
and it's like you have to get all of that stuff. And I tell people too, and I have to tell myself this too, give yourself some grace, especially the first few days, because, you know, you're doing all this thing. There was all this stress,
mm-hmm.
all of this, your schedule is off and you're eating different things. So it's kind of like that first week, you know, even though you set your goals, just keep with it, but you have to detox, you know, some of that. So even some of my patients that had been like getting better, we did have a few patients that had a little bit of a fallback or a step back, but that's just because all these different ingredients of extra caffeine because we're tired,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, more alcohol or different foods or schedule is all off, can just combination can set off some certain things like more inflammation,
mm-hmm.
and even, you know, increase some pain because of the inflammation. So it's just getting back to that schedule and getting back to like a commitment to
mm-hmm.
your health and
mm-hmm.
feeling better.
And it's a different kind of stress, holiday stress, and
mm-hmm.
then you turn around and you want to get back to your regular habits and getting your health back, but then now you've got to go back to work and readjust. And so it's kind of a tricky time, but that's where you can be so helpful.
Yes. Yeah.
Because of the different things that you offer and the way that you can help some, because I feel very out of balance right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We have a lot of people that come in and they sometimes don't even know where to start. Like they're
like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, where do I begin?
Yeah, they're like, I have neck pain, but then I also have headache, and then my mm-hmm. knee, and then my digestive
which
is off.
Which came first?
And, yes, and it's kind of like playing whack-a-mole. But where, you know, when I meet with my patients or in a new patient, you become a new patient. We sit down. It's, you know, we have a consultation just to make sure we can clarify what you want to work on, like what is your goal. And of course, we can't work on five different things at once because sometimes that can communicate or cause a discommunication in the body. But we work on maybe two or three things at the most, and then we help just to get that body into balance. Usually, the primary thing. So say we're treating like low back pain, but
mm-hmm.
somebody also has neck pain or knee pain. Usually when we treat that low back pain, we're also treating the neck and the knee because we're starting to get everything back in alignment. You're starting to move more. So it's kind of like an effect of treating one thing helps to treat everything else. Mm-hmm. And then we can focus on some other things.
It's kind of like you get one thing balanced out and everything else starts like dominoes. Everything else starts to fall in line.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, you want to really keep the body, you know, in alignment, whether you're talking about back pain or digestive disorders or, you know, headaches, migraines. Once we find we start to make some headway on that, then everything else starts to fall back into place. Yeah.
If you've just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So you might have a question yourself. Maybe you've got an ache or a pain that you're wondering, could acupuncture help? And she also has other natural remedies as part of her practice. Text in at 850-437-1620, and we could probably answer those questions this morning.
Definitely, yep.
So talk a little bit about acupuncture because, you know, every time you come on, and I'm making an assumption that people know what that is, but maybe describe that process again for someone maybe that's interested now, has not tried it before, how they would come in to see you and then kind of what happens.
Yeah. So an acupuncture comes from Chinese medicine, which is it's a 3,000-year-old medicine. So, and of course, it's evolved over the years. You know, we don't use stone or stick anymore. We
that's
use
good.
Very small
that's good to hear.
thin needles. And that's another thing that a lot of people don't come to us because maybe their fear of needles. But again, mm-hmm. you know, when you come in, talk to me about what your issue is. Because a lot of people have tried everything else. They've tried surgery, medications, physical therapy, and so it hasn't been as effective as they like for them. And so I'll meet with them, and I ask them what their expectations are. What are their goals? Do they have any questions about acupuncture? You know, what is the process? And so typically, once I get a big picture of, okay, you know, we plan out a treatment plan for them, because typically, when somebody comes to see me, again, they've tried everything else. So it's not just something that I can just treat once. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are, you know, we can do two or three treatments.
It's not an instant fix.
Right, because we're trying to get to the root of the problem. So say somebody goes and gets, like, injections in their back, and typically that can help pain within 24 hours. Acupuncture can also help the pain because it does release the neurotransmitters like endorphins that are natural painkillers. But it also, we want to also get to the root. So if they feel really good after the first treatment, that's great. But a lot of times the body will go back to what it has known. Like, mm-hmm. So it's known that you've had back pain for 5 years. So usually we'll kind of go back to that. So we want to do consistent, frequent treatments in the beginning, so we shift the body and decrease the inflammation and get the body back in alignment, so it stays that way and can function from that point and not from dysfunction.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm hearing you say is it's almost as if our body takes the chronic back pain and says, okay, this is my new normal.
Yes, yes.
And then when you get the relief from it, the body goes, no, that's not normal. We're going to go back to the pain.
Yes, yes. This is what I've known for so
long. Elementary explanation, but
yeah. It's kind of like, you know, I know this is maybe not the best analogy, but, you know, you just, when you're in a, you know, not a good friendship or something,
right,
you're like, oh, she's just like that. It's just,
yeah,
that's what I know.
Yeah,
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 you just kind of settle for it. And so that's what I encourage a lot of patients, you know, that come in, like, you don't have to settle for that. What mm-hmm. What is the life that you want to live, you know, and we can help to get you there. Of course, you have to participate, but, you know, we can help to get you there. Because, you know, so for instance, I know we keep on using like low back, but
probably one of the most common.
Exactly. So if that goes out of place, then usually your hips are starting to hurt, and then mm-hmm. it goes down the line. And because your body wants to correct itself, and so it uses other body parts to compensate. So your neck may start hurting because you're having to use your right leg more than your left leg because mm-hmm. maybe the right side of your back hurts more. Or you start favoring certain parts
of your body,
yes.
which puts strain on the other part of your body.
And you start to hunch over a little bit just to relieve some of that pain. And then so that just makes the body out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And then it also can affect digestive because you are hunching forward and you're kind of compressing some of those digestive organs and everything. So, and you're not sitting up, and then that can cause acid reflux. So there's so many different things.
It's like a domino's effect.
Yeah, but when people come in and are like, oh, I've got this, this, and this, and this, and I'm like, okay, well, let's start with this. And then once we straighten you back up, mm-hmm. and you know, you feel a little bit better, you're moving more, because a lot of people that are in pain, like the doctors will say, or so, you know, or family, mm-hmm. a lot of times family, mm-hmm. you know, they like to put their two cents in and say, just get up and move, just get up and walk, it'll be better. But when you're in chronic pain, or you feel depressed from chronic pain, you don't feel like getting up and moving. It's really a difficult thing. And so we recognize that, and then we attempt to meet you where you're at.
So we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons this morning on Pep Talk with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. 850-437-1620. Do call in or text in your questions. I just find it fascinating because to me, I don't really connect a lower back pain, say, with a headache necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, but yeah. It all can relate, because once the body, like you said, gets out of balance, then all kinds of things happen.
Yeah, and it's everybody's body compensates in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of different things, you know, even like going back to the low back, you can, you know, all of a sudden get sciatica, you know,
because that's the worst.
Yes.
Can acupuncture help sciatica?
Yes. Yes, it is something I see so commonly. And it takes people down. People are like, oh, I've got a little sciatica. But the people that really have it, and they can't move, they can't sit, they can't,
you can't get comfortable at all. I've had it in my lower leg and my lower back, and you can't get comfortable. If you have a muscle ache, you can kind of shift or move or put your leg under a pillow. Sciatica, you can't get comfortable.
That nerve is so mad at you.
And yes. That's the worst. Worst.
You can't walk.
And but acupuncture can help that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I had a consult yesterday, and they were also asking about acupuncture during pregnancy, because a lot of women get sciatica mm-hmm. during pregnancy, and it is also safe while you're pregnant, especially. We'll see women in their third trimester because of, you know, they're gaining weight and just the shifting of the baby and everything. So I just wanted to, you know, let people know that it is safe during pregnancy. You know, of course, we have to treat a little bit differently mm-hmm. Than I would with somebody that comes in that is not pregnant, who has sciatica. But it is definitely safe for moms, you know, if they are having any pains. Another big thing that we see is in the first trimester, a lot of new moms will have new like headaches because mm-hmm. of hormone changes mm-hmm. and stuff, and migraines and everything too.
That makes sense.
So we'll see a lot of that, and even the first trimester, it's safe to get acupuncture.
And you do complement the acupuncture once you come up with a plan for someone, from what you've said in previous mm-hmm. shows, that you complement with other things as well. Talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, so we have a couple of different things that we pair with the acupuncture just to make each treatment more effective. Mm-hmm. So we have ATP, bioresonance therapy, and that is a small amount of microcurrent that we place, and they applied with pads, and it's a specific microcurrent for, say, what the patient is coming in for. Mm-hmm. So if they are coming in for digestive issues, there's a certain amount of current, and we place the pads on specific areas to help boost the acupuncture treatment, because it is a microcurrent. And then we'll also do electroacupuncture, which we connect a low level of electricity. I know people are like, oh my gosh, needles and electricity. But and some of our patients are like, turn it up, I want to feel it. But it kind of feels like a TENS unit. It's just that the needles are in a very specific place. And that's what's so nice about acupuncture, is that it's very specific, and it's also paired with other points or needles to cause a certain effect. And so somebody that comes in with like digestive issues, let's go, or a migraine, we're going to pair the the acupuncture points a little bit differently than I would with digestive issues and different places. But I say that the needles like to communicate with each other, you know, and if I put one here and I put one here, and then we can connect it with a small level of electricity. And a lot of times they don't even recognize it, mm-hmm. you know, but it's going. So, there's a few different things that we can do. And then we also have ozone therapy or O3 therapy, and that helps with a lot of allergies, especially.
What is ozone therapy?
Ozone therapy, we can use it in a couple of different ways. Ozone is an antibacterial and antiviral. And so we can use it with a nasal cannula, kind of like the oxygen tubing that you would see in the hospital. And that is, we use that for allergies. We'll use it for migraines. The brain fog that we probably are all walking through life through right now. Yes.
The detox from sugar from the holidays.
Exactly. Yeah. Any ear, nose, and throat issues we have.
Really? Because they're saying right now that there's just about five different kinds respiratory ailments going around.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of that. So I pair that with the oxygen or the ozone therapy. Mm-hmm. We place that on a lot of patients. And then, because even our patients that usually came in for just pain or, you know, something not even attached to that, we'll still place the O3 therapy on them because even if they've gotten over it, mm-hmm. they're still fatigued. They still have that nasty cough that's been going on and they can't sleep. And so that just helps to boost the immune system. So when a lot of my patients are coming in, and because of all of these things are going around, I'm like, we're doing some immune system points as well.
Strengthening.
Yes. Yeah.
So you do preventive then as well. So, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And initially, acupuncture, a lot of people use it also for preventative things. Mm-hmm. So say if a patient has been on a treatment plan with me and then they've completed the treatment plan, they've hit their goal, a lot of times they'll come back just to prevent it from coming back. So maybe I'll see them once every couple of weeks or once a month just for either a tune-up or just to keep the body strong. Because some of the things that people come in for, you know, we can't get it rid of 100%, mm-hmm. you know, but we want to prevent it from happening again.
Right.
And so we see that with, especially with colds, and we also see children as well. So acupuncture is safe for kids. Mm-hmm. And then we also see just especially a lot of elderly people. You know, mm-hmm. we want to boost their immune system. They're kind of my favorites. So I want to keep them, you know, healthy and safe.
If someone is getting treatment, say, for a particular disease or a type of cancer or something like that, I'm sure it depends on what it is, of course, mm-hmm. and the medications they're taking. Yeah. But do you find that you are able to provide acupuncture in addition to?
Yes.
To sort of help that whole process?
Yeah. So people that are going through like chemotherapy mm-hmm. or radiation, it helps to, again, boost the immune system. Some people have very debilitating side effects like nausea or vomiting. They've lost their appetite mm-hmm. and or even like constipation, headaches. So we can help make their quality of life a little bit better during that process as well. Another thing with chemo or radiation or any type of neurotoxic chemical that we take in, a lot of times they'll get peripheral neuropathy or tingling and numbness in their hands and feet. And so that is another thing that we can help get, you know, the circulation and help to regenerate the nerves. It's not a fast process, mm-hmm. but we can help, you know, slow down that the progression of that as well.
Well, that could be very helpful to mm-hmm. someone that's going through treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah. It's already a scary time for them, mm-hmm. you know, so, and it helps because it's stressful too.
Sure.
And it helps, you know, calm down the nervous system and get them, support them through this.
Mm-hmm, get a little bit of relief. Mm-hmm. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and she's definitely an expert on this topic. So if you got a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. So now we're into January. We talked a little bit about the post-holiday things that everybody's going through, but what is probably the most common thing that you see this time of year for people that are coming into your clinic?
Chronic pain. And and actually, we've been seeing a lot more women with infertility.
Interesting.
And that can be, we also pair it with IVF. A lot of women are going through IVF. Mm-hmm. And so we help to regulate the hormones as well. And that we use acupuncture and also electroacupuncture to help support that process as well. We have, definitely a lot of pain just because even the cold, it can help to trigger.
So I have some aches right now in my knees, some places in my body that I normally don't have. And I'm convinced, I'm sure it's the cold.
Yeah. And I always ask people, do you feel a front coming in?
Yes.
Because with people with knee pain or shoulder pain or anything.
I'm a barometer.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yes. You're like, oh, it's about to rain. You can tell. And people are like, no, but it's sunny out. No, it's going to rain. You can feel it. You can feel it coming. So that's another thing, you know, we look at, and I know, you know, we laugh about it, but in our type of medicine, we look at everything, even like it kind of go back to the beginning of the show, like, you know, even though it's back pain, okay, your back pain is going to be different than Jane's back pain, you know,
that's right.
And so we individualize the treatment.
So it's not a package kind of thing.
No, we have to individualize it. And even though we may use the same points on the second, third or fourth treatment, you know, there's still things that I may have to adjust because we take it, you know, treatment by treatment by treatment. So it is a great medicine in that it's not just like, okay, you're going to get this amount and this and this, and this is all you're going to get. We're not going to adjust it. I'm not going to listen to you. This is how it's done. You know, it's a very big partnership because you have to take accountability for your own health as well. But we're here to, you know, guide you and steer you in the right direction too.
So when someone comes in for a treatment and you've already had the consultation and you begin, typically how long does it take? And I know you said it's an individual process, of course, but just sort of on average, would you come in every couple of weeks, 6 weeks, couple of months? How do you?
So when I place people on a treatment plan, again, depending on, you know, how chronic or how severe it is, I will see them quite frequently for the first couple of months, usually. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but and we may see them two or three times a week for a couple of months until we make that shift in the body, because we want to make a more permanent shift. I tell my patients, I want to see you a lot in the beginning, but I don't want to see you, you know, 3 or 4, 5, 6 months down the line, maybe every once in a while for a tune-up, but I want you to go live your life, you know, you know, because people, so many of our patients are like, okay, I've got this doctor's appointment, this doctor, like they're retired, but they have a full-time job going to a doctor's appointment. So that's our goal, to get you out of that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're about down to about a minute or so to go. So just if you could give information on how people can reach you and your address, all that good stuff.
Yep. So you can find us at 6706 North 9th Avenue. And then we are also at awpensacola.com, and you can find our phone number, 850-530-1028.
Okay, give the number one more time in case somebody was scrambling for their pen.
So
this is Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Yep, 850-530-1028.
And that's AWP?
AWPensacola.com.
AWPensacola.com. Yep. Okay, I'm writing this down. Okay, we got it. So this is Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. Obviously, you have so much knowledge about this, and this is the perfect time of year to try something new or different. Maybe your current medications or protocols aren't really helping you, and this can either help, enhance, or possibly even,
we can work
dare
them.
I use the word cure,
yeah.
to a certain extent. Well, thank you for being here on Friday. I think
thank
we found
you
your song. I feel good.
I love it. Gets us moving.
There you go. Thank you so much to Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.